In order to fulfill God's master plan, he must suffer. Never before has this happened, never again will it happen. History was about to be made in such a way that the Son of God would lay down his life, and after 3 days, he would take it up again. That's history, y'all. Listen, Jerusalem that killed the prophets would now commit the ultimate crime, and Jerusalem would kill God's own son. The words that he must suffer many things include much more than just suffering surrounding his death. This is often overlooked, and in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, it makes it clear. He said, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. You know, Jesus came as Son of God, but he learned much through suffering while he was here. Here's what we must see. Jesus is the Son of God who left the very presence of God. He left heaven with all the majesty and splendor and glory and worship and praise and honor that was due to him. He's the Son of heaven, but he became the son of a woman. He belonged in heaven, but he was present on earth. He had ruled in perfect and an incorruptible world, but now he was a servant in this imperfect and corruptible world. Every sight, every sound, every touch, every taste, every experience and awareness was a world of distance from the one that he had known. He suffered through every moment and through every experience. And every experience drained virtue out of him. You know, everything Jesus did on earth cost him something. I need us to hear that. Because we want to go through life without having anything cost us anything. We want stuff to come this way without it going that way. Can I help y'all with something? The more it goes out this way, the more it can come this way. Right? Look, y'all got to get that. The more it goes out like this, the more it comes in like this. And try me. Right? God tells us in Malachi, he says, try me and see. Look, if I won't open up the windows of heaven, and pour you out blessings that you won't be able to receive. But it's conditioned upon our willingness to give and sacrifice and love other folk abundantly. Oh yeah, we don't do what we do because we're looking for something back. We do what we do out of a pure love for God. Amen. It ain't obligatory. Look, if you're doing it grudgingly or begrudgingly, stop doing it. If your joy, if there's no joy in your giving, then give more. Give till it hurts. Give till it stop hurting. And give because it feels good. I'm not telling you that